Hello guys, I do test audio file to have a voice version of this article. So I read the article, by this way you can save time. This exercise is deadlift for the back. Standing in front of the barbell that is on the floor with your leg slightly apart. Your back is motionless and slightly arched. Bend your legs so that your thighs are about horizontal. This position may be slightly different depending on the morphology and the flexibility of your ankles. For example, a person who has a short arm and short femurs will have the thighs to the horizontal. A person who has long arms and long femurs will have the thighs and a little higher than the horizontal. Take the barbell with your arm outstretched and with a planted grip. Your hands are spread to a little bit more than your shoulders wide. You can also have a hand with a planted grip and the other with a supinated grip to prevent the barbell from rolling and lifting extremely heavy weights. Inhale, block your breath and squeeze your abs and your lumbar region. Lift the barbell by strengthening your legs and lift the barbell in front of your chin. When the barbell comes to knees level, you straighten your bust, your chest completely to finish the leg extend. Exhale at the end of the effort. Keep your body's extension or your body is straight for 2 seconds. Then go down with the barbell while you squeeze your abs and lumbar region to control the movement. It's very important to control the movement. Because I will tell you, it's very important not to run your back during the movement to avoid injury. This exercise works all the body muscles, especially the glutes and quadriceps. This exercise builds solid hips, lower back, and trapezius. Deadlift is part of the exercise carried out during powerlifting competition with squat and bench press. Just a little note. When you're doing an exercise with a very heavy weight, it's important that you do a blocking. I will explain. Little A. You fill your lungs like a balloon by taking a deep breath and blocking your breathing. This allows you to avoid your torso leaning forward and this stiffen your rib cage. Little B. You squeeze your abs to stiffen your stomach and increase your intra-abdominal pressure. This prevents your chest from sagging forward. Little C. You arch your lower back with a squeeze of your lumbar muscle and extend the bottom of the spine. Blocking is this three action. When you do these three actions simultaneously, this allows you to avoid running your back. Lift heavy weights with a rounded back causes the famous injury called slipped disc. Thanks for having me and have a nice day.